Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 21st day of Tammuz, Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Sukkah, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Yud Gimel. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they took the lulav on the first day Sukkahs, even if it was on Shabbos, both in the Mikdash and outside the Mikdash, or as the Rambam would say, both in Yerushalayim and outside Yerushalayim. However, Shabbos was only, they only took the lulav to bench on Shabbos. There's no way that you could take it out from one rishus to another rishus. You can't carry it from shus ha-yochid shus ha-rabim, which would be nisa deraisa, that one cannot do. So how did they organize the taking the lulav on Shabbos when it happened on the first day, when it occurred on the first day of Sukkot? Says the Mishnah, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shecholias B'Shabbos, when the first day of Sukkot fell on the Shabbos, and as we said in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they would take the lulav, on even though it was Shabbos, and bench it. Kol ha'om moylichin es lulvein the Beis HaKnesses. Says the Mishnah, all the people would take their lulavin to the shul on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, because there was no way that they could carry it through a public domain on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry it in Shus HaRabim. Lamachras, the next day, that was Shabbos morning, first day Sukkot, Mashkimin uvoin, they would get up early in the morning, come to shul, kolachad v'achad makir shaloi, each person would recognize his lulav v'notlein, and they would take it and be yotz in the mitzvah. Now, why was it so important to recognize your own lulav? What's wrong if you got your friends? Explains the Mishnah further, mipnei sha'omru chachamim, ein odom yotzi dechavosai b'yom tavrishin shalachag, b'lulava shalchaveri. A person cannot fulfill the mitzvah of banishing lulav and esrog by using someone else's lulav. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says, "Olakachtem lachem bayim rishon." You shall take for yourself. Lachem is interpreted as mishalchem; it shall belong to you. And therefore, every person had to recognize which lulav was his before he could be yotze. Usha'ari mosachag, but all the other days of Sukkot, Adam yotze dechavase belulava shel chaveroi. You can do the mitzvah with a lulav of your friend. You can borrow the lulav of a friend. It doesn't have to be your own. Why? And that's even in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's because it says lachem only by the first day. Lachem, lakacht lachem bayim rishon. And that, since it's only on the first day, it mentions the word lachem. That's the critical day that has to be your own. There is an opinion, however, that does say in the Mikdash it had to be your own for the 7 days, but it's a minority opinion that learns that way. The Gemara explains that even on day one, where it has to be your own lulav, if your friend gives you the lulav on condition to return it, that would also be yotza. One would be yotza the mitzvah that way as well. And of course, you have to return it. If you don't return it, then it wasn't yours. It was never a matana to you, and then you weren't yotza it anyway. Mishnah Yudalit. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yom Tov Harishon Shel Hachag, Shecholias B'Shabbos. What happens if the first day Sukkot fell on a Shabbos? And as we said before, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they would take the lulav and bench with it, but it would be still osur to take it out from one rishus to another rishus. You can't take it out from a private domain to a public domain or vice versa. But what happened in this fellow is, v'shachach v'hoitzis alulav l'shus rabim. What happens if the fellow forgot that it was Shabbos? He was so excited, he took the lulav and the esrog and carried out in the shus rabim. He did a hoitzah from a shus ha-yachah for a private domain to public domain, which is a chilul Shabbos. Does he have to bring a korban chatos? Normally, if a person sins, violates the Shabbos by error, he has to bring a korban chatos. But here, does he have to bring it? Says Rabbi Yossi, no. He's potter, he's exempt. Why? Because he took it out in lulav trying to do a mitzvah. That's called rishus. I.e., since it's mutter, it's permitted to take the lulav and bench on it on the first day of Sukkot, even when it falls on a Shabbos, in the times of Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it comes out that when he took it out, he had the rishus, if you like, the permission of doing a mitzvah. No, he wasn't allowed to do that, but it's less than a shogeg. We say because he was so excited about the mitzvah, he forgot that it was Shabbos. And Rabbi Yossi holds that if you're doing a mitzvah, and as a result of that, while in the course of doing that mitzvah, you forgot and you did an isur, you're potter from a korban. One is exempt. The Gemara adds one qualification to this. When do we say that he's potter? That's if he was not yotze the mitzvah before he took it out. So taking it out, he was still taking the lulav and esrog before he was yotze the mitzvah. But if he was already yotze the mitzvah, He'd already done the mitzvah of dalad nil, of holding a lulav and asterisk. Before he took it out into the street, into the Pishus Rabim, then we say, no, he's not going to get out of Korban Chatos. Because now there's no tolls bidvar mitzvah. You can't say that he erred in the course of performing a mitzvah because the mitzvah's already been done before he took it out. In fact, the Gemara asks, how's it possible not to be Yotze before you take it out of Shusar Abim? Isn't it a fact that as soon as a person lifts up a lulav, he's already been Yotze? And the Gemara answers and says, well, yes, there is a possibility if he held it upside down. If he held the lulav, for example, upside down, then he would not be Yotze. And therefore, when he takes it out into the Shusar Abim, it's still before he's done the mitzvah, so he's still called Osek Bidvar Mitzvah. Or it could be that he took out Lulav and Asterisk, even if it was the right way up, but he took it out in a keli, in a dish, a large dish perhaps, that doesn't look so mechubedik, it doesn't look so nice, and that again a person would have a problem. It's not called lekicha, it's not called taking it, if he did it in a way of bizoyan, a way of shame. So then it could be that another case we Amish will be talking about, that he was not Yotze the mitzvah before he took it out. He took it out into the Shusar Abim and eventually did the mitzvah. Says Rabbi Yossi, no Korban Chatos, because he is called Toya B'dvar Mitzvah. He's made a mistake while he was doing a mitzvah.